Hi, patient's last name is Montainikalovdahl. Date of visit is June 10, 2025. The next paragraph of patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in August 18 of 2023. First up, a patient was in Fort McCoy, MCCOY. First up, a patient tells me that she was in the laundry room. First up, she tripped and fell. First up, she dived into a glass door. First up, she hit the she immediately had severe head pain. First up, she immediately had lost consciousness. First up, she was out of consciousness for about 10 seconds. When she woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. First up, she had amnesia. First up, she does not know what happened. She has difficulty answering questions. Confused and was not able to focus. Was not able to answer questions. Since the event, a patient has significant headaches. She has migraines. Patient has cognitive fogginess. Patient has slower thinking. Patient has difficulty to concentrate and focus. Patient had light sensitivity and sound sensitivity. Patient also have balance issues. Next paragraph. Patient currently denies offer of medications. Next paragraph. A patient is a psychologist. A patient tells me that she has difficulty performing psychological testing. A patient has difficulty to focus and concentrate for the psychological tests. A patient is not able to remember her tasks. A patient has difficulty to focus because of her significant headaches and sound sensitivity and light sensitivity. Patient has also mental cognitive fogginess. Patients think much slower now, which is affecting her to perform psychological testing. Next paragraph. Next patient, last name is Rounds, R-O-U-N-D-S. First name is Colton, C-O-L-T-O-N. Date of visit is June 5, 2025. First name is Colton. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. It was in 2019 in Fort Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. A patient was during a training exercise. Was in a vehicle he fell down and hit the concrete. A patient dropped from about 4 feet in the air. A patient hit the head. Patient hit the top of the head. Patient had immediate loss of consciousness. Patient was out of consciousness for approximately 25 to 30 seconds. When he woke up, patient had severe headache. Patient had confusion, disorientation. Patient was not able to speak for a few minutes. Next paragraph. Since the event, patient has chronic headache. Patient has migraines on a daily basis. Patient had light sensitivity, sound sensitivity. His memory become very he feels that his brain is always pounding. Patient has difficulty concentrating, focus. Next paragraph. Patient is currently a server in a restaurant. Patient tells you his memory is poor. He needs to write down everything. He needs to write down every single order, such as a refill for drinks. He's not able to remember what the customer wanted for refill. Patient has difficulty to focus and concentrate because of the daily headaches. A patient's not able to perform well as a server because he's not able to remember orders and refills. This marks the dean of expectations.